from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Paris pieces itself together after the shooting. A handwritten note praising the so-called Islamic State militant group was found near the gunman, suspected of fatally shooting a police officer Thursday. Well, this according to sources close to the investigation. Islamic State, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Yusuf the Belgian, calling him one of Islamic State's fighters. Paris police said the dead gunman has been identified, but they've not released his name or said if he was working with Islamic State. French media is reporting the attacker had also been identified by police as a 39-year-old resident of Seine-et-Marne who was imprisoned for several years for shooting at police officers in the early 2000s. Tourists remain undaunted, as does this unidentified man at a train station in Brussels, just arriving from Paris.
We can't change our lives. It may sound terrible to say, but there will be a price to pay. There will be more deaths. There will be more attentats. But on that basis, I'm not going to change my life, and I would strongly advise people not to change theirs.
The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said are increased tensions in the region and beyond. The Security Council comments come as the Trump administration signals it is running out of patience with North Korea.
As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. Answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one. But hopefully that will be something that gets taken care of.
This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what she called a growing menace. The U.S. ambassador's comments came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
The secretary also said the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats the country poses, although he did say in a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan that Iran is complying with the terms of the deal. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Israel Friday as part of his Mideast tour, following meetings this week with leaders in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Mattis met with Israel Defense Minister and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. VOA's Jeff Custer reports. From Washington.
Following bilateral talks, Mattis and Netanyahu met with reporters where Mattis reiterated U.S. support for its longtime friend and ally, Israel. Mattis said the two leaders agreed that both countries have a common enemy in militant Islamists and vowed to do whatever it takes to achieve peace.
Especially the week before Holocaust Remembrance, I think it's important that we remind ourselves that if good people don't band together, then bad people can do a lot of damage in this world.
Netanyahu said the U.S. and Israel face dual threats from militant Islamists, coming from both Sunni extremists led by the Islamic State and Shiite militants led by Iran. Netanyahu said he appreciates the change in direction the Trump administration is taking in regards to the relationship between the U.S. and Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura says U.S., Russian, and UN trilateral talks on Syria scheduled for Monday have been postponed. Lisa Schlein has more.
Staffan de Mistura says he does not know why the United States has decided not to turn up at the meeting early next week, but believes Washington remains committed to the three-way discussions on the Syrian situation.
I would say that the indications I got from Washington is exactly that there is clearly an intention to maintain and resume these trilateral meetings. And the date and the circumstances were not conducive for this to happen on Monday, but that is certainly their intention.
In the meantime, de Mistura says he will be holding what he calls a very intense bilateral meeting on Monday with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov. He says there are many things to discuss regarding the upcoming meeting in the Kazakh capital, Astana, and on the Geneva peace talks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
That's the latest world news from VOA.